We're continuing with Rav Chalap about Kfira, part 2. HaKfira monat to'elet hamusarim. When people confuse the air, when people create an atmosphere of confusion because they are denying basic concepts of Judaism, either by questioning or by saying you should believe more than the Torah says you should believe, it's almost impossible, says Rav Chalap, to do anything that will be beneficial. Because the atmosphere is a tainted atmosphere. I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but there have been times here in the state of Israel where we've experienced situations where the media kept working to taint the atmosphere. It can be the atmosphere here before the Jews were expelled from Gush Katif. There was a tremendous media activity here to create an atmosphere, a certain atmosphere in the country. And there were another few times in our history where there was a tremendous atmosphere in a negative way in the air. You couldn't even talk publicly. Hashem gives us a moral system, and our moral system, our value system, our ethics stem from something so pure. The Ribbono Shel Olam is referred to as Lo Yigurecha Ra. With you, Hashem, evil cannot be even as a guest. Lo Yigurecha, from the term ger, sojourner. You don't allow evil even as a guest in your presence. So our values, that's where they come from. Our values come from Hashem, who is so good and kind that there's nothing evil that can even be there as a guest. But when there's kfira, when there's the denial of the values Hashem gives us, so then the ability of that connection to impact, to do something, is stopped. So theoretically, we have a value system that connects to the purest source in the world. But there is the ability of creating an atmosphere, of creating a situation where you can't impact anything. If we wouldn't deny this value system, then we can really have amazing lives. We can lead tremendously ethical lives. We can lead a beautiful life. Once the system is denied, it's very hard to succeed with the system. And when a person is standing in the presence of other people who deny it, so then he himself can't succeed tapping into the system the way he should. We have to know that we're connected. I don't live in a vacuum. And if the guy next to me, the Jew next to me, is where he shouldn't be, it affects me too. The connection of Am Yisrael to Hashem is a connection as a people. And so long as within the people we have those who taint and deny and stop our ability to connect, it affects everyone. Imagine you have a pipe that brings water to a whole building. So if one guy stands there and tries to close that pipe, the whole building suffers. You could say, but I'm not doing it. That's right. But someone is doing it. Rav Chalap says to learn the works that once upon a time used to be learned about how to become a better person. Those works that tell you you'll be punished if you don't, you'll get good reward if you do. Most of the time, that's not going to work. Because we live in a time where many people deny this value, the idea that Hashem is taking in accounting. The, call it, free life that people lead is to a large degree stems from a philosophy that says, God doesn't care what I do. People often say this. People say, Ha'ikar, the main thing is you should have a good time. That's the main thing in life. The main thing is you should be healthy. That's the main thing in life. The main thing in life is that I do what I'm supposed to do. I want to be healthy. It's important to be healthy. It's a tool. It's not the main thing in life. People say, the main thing is that you try to do what's right. No, it's not. It's not the main thing. You got to do what's right. It's not enough that a Nazi would say, I thought this was good for the world. No. You can't just get away with saying the main thing is you meant to do right. There's a responsibility to do what's right. So Rav Chalap says we live in a time where many Jews are in denial of the concept that there's reward and punishment. So if you're going to try to connect to Torah and mitzvos through that channel of reward and punishment, you should know you're not going to succeed. That's not the work that you could work with today. All the books that people used to learn until the Haskalah movement, they were good until the Haskalah movement. But the Haskalah movement, says Rav Chalap, affected every Jew. Even if you didn't learn Haskalah, but they affected the soul of the people. The soul of the people can no longer connect to the works that would impact them earlier. And so says the Rav Chalap, our responsibility is to uplift ourselves. Through uplifting ourselves, a person has to connect to things that have not been tainted. And that's where a person can grow and connect. And perhaps perhaps over here Rav Chalap, he doesn't elaborate. Perhaps over here Rav Chalap is alluding to the idea of why in our generations, I'm saying this has been the fact already for a little bit of time, many people connect specifically through works that are, call them Hasidic, call them Rav Kook, call them Rabbi Nachman. There are works that speak on a higher language. It's not the way, until our generation, until the last 50 years, it's not the way people built themselves. People would work with a Mesilat Yesharim, people would work with a Rabbeinu Yonah, people would work with the classical works of Musar. And suddenly we're at a time where those are not the works that help people uplift themselves. Rav Chalap says, you're right. The classical works can't work anymore. Because the Jewish soul cannot connect to a pipe that there are so many people that are stopping that pipe. That connection to Hashem where you have today so many people who deny the concept of reward and punishment, and Hashem cares what you do and it matters if you do what's right or wrong. So you can't use works that speak about that. That's not going to work. You have to go on a higher level, something that hasn't been tainted, and Rav Chalap says won't be tainted. He doesn't spell it out. I'm suggesting maybe that's what he's referring to.